Shalom to all! Today we're going to be learning Mishnayos Brachos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis, and Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnayos are being learned by Ilu Nishmas, Maris Miriam, Sarah, Bas, Rabbi Yaakov, Maisha, Her Nisham, Shadav, and Aliyah, and Mishchus, Rachel, Bas, Tavar, Gittel, and Daniel, Eliezer, Ben, Separi, Rachel, they should be gebenched with Zer Shal Kayama, Bakar of Mamish. And now Mishnah Beis says, Be'er Chapersa Ilan, Be'er Pri Adama, Yatza. Let's say a person accidentally made a Be'er Pri Adama on something that grows from a tree. He was supposed to make a eight, but he made a Adama, so he's still Yatze. Why is that? Because we know that a tree grows from the ground. So even though he's supposed to make Bar Priya Eitz, since it grows from the ground, Ha'adama, the ground, so he's Yaitze if he makes Ha'adama. However, Valparis Ha'aretz, Bar Priya Eitz, La Yatza, if a person took something that grows from the ground, he took a cucumber and he made Ha'aretz on that, he's not Yaitze, because it doesn't grow from a tree, it grows from the ground, so he's not Yaitze. And says the Mishnah, Al-Kulam, on everything, on all sorts of food, Im Amar Shahakal Nibidvarai, if he makes a Shahakal on any sort of food, Yatza, he's Yaitze. Now why is that? Because Shahakal Nibidvarai means that everything came about through His word, meaning through Hashem's word. And everything means everything. That includes fruit, veggies, even bread and wine. So if a person accidentally made a shahakal right before he bit into his sandwich, and then he took a nice bite out of his sandwich, he doesn't have to go back and make a hamaitzi. He was yaitze bidiyevid with that shahakal that he made. Obviously, lechatchila, a person has to make the right bracha on any food that he eats. However, if he accidentally makes a shahakal on any sort of food, he's going to be yaitze that. And now Mishnah Gimel continues with this. Aldavar she'en gidulim min ha'aretz, on something that does not grow from the ground. It's not a fruit, it's not a vegetable, it doesn't grow from the ground. Aymer shahakal. He makes the bracha of shahakal. That's just about any snack or candy or meat or fish or something like that. It doesn't grow from the ground, so you're going to make a shahakal on it. Ala chaymetz, on vinegar, vala nevelis, and an unripe fruit, vala gaivai, and on locust or grasshoppers, I'm a shahakal. He makes a shahakal. So the vinegar that we just mentioned in our Mishnah is not referring to the vinegar you're probably going to find in your cabinet. That synthetic vinegar, that was made in a factory, and that's not the vinegar that we're speaking about here. The vinegar here that we're talking about is wine that actually turned bad. When wine goes bad, that becomes vinegar. And the chiddush is that even though it comes from wine that we usually make a bar pri agafen on, we're not going to say agafen on that. Since it's vinegar, we're going to make a shahakal. You might have this type of vinegar at home. It's called red wine vinegar. You can ask your mother. Now, nevelis is unripe fruit. Since it's fruit and it comes from a tree, you might think that you should make ha'etz. However, since it's really unripe, you're going to make a shahakal. And grasshoppers, well, that's pretty simple. Nowadays, we do not eat grasshoppers. However, there are certain species of grasshoppers which are kosher. And actually, some Sfardim and Temanim, they have a Masaira which grasshoppers are kosher. So if you happen to be Sephardi or Temani and your mother packed some grasshoppers in your lunch, you want to have a nice crunchy snack at school, so make sure you make a shahakal before you bite into that grasshopper. And the Mishnah continues, Ala chalav on milk, vala gvina and cheese, vala beitzim and eggs, Eimer shahakal, you're going to say shahakal. Now Rabbi Huda Eimer, Rabbi Huda says, and he argues with the second part of our Mishnah, Kol shu min klala, anything that comes from a curse, ain mevarchan olav, you're not going to make a bracha on that. As we said previously, vinegar is wine that's spoiled. Unripe fruit is unripe and fell off the tree too early, and locusts ruin crops. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not going to make a bracha on any of these things. We know that we don't paskin like that, and we will make a bracha shahakal on all these things that we just mentioned. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Dalet and Mishnah Hey. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.